listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Warning, warning. Foot audit coming soon. About 20 minutes away in the podcast, if you were to listen to the whole thing. Otherwise, you just click that weird button that skips 10 or 15 seconds ahead multiple times, and you'll get to the foot audit straight away. It's one of the positives of an on-demand Best Bits catch-up podcast. Very rarely could you ring up the show in live time and say, oi, you know that foot audit you mentioned coming up in 3 hours' time? Yeah, do that now. Anyway, take advantage of that. Skip to the foot audit if you want. Otherwise, wait for a nice footy surprise. That's on the way. Also, oh, what has the List King done now? We had to speak to the List King because apparently, bloody, we've been saying the word passiona wrong. It's the big things on the show. It's the big things. Bondi Parking Inspector. That's a new pilot episode on Channel 10. They are milking that Bondi cash cow for all it's worth. But right now, it's a great story coming out of Thailand. Worshippers pierce faces with metal spikes and axes at Thai Vegetarian Festival. What a great festival it is. And with everything going on in the world, it's comforting to know that Thai people can still gather and put metal rods through their cheekbones and numerous other body parts to make what are very nice pieces of body art and jewellery. It's one of the great festivals.
It seems bizarre that it goes hand in hand with a vegetarian festival.
Oh, well, it's a mindful thing, you see.
Is it?
Guess you wouldn't know because you're not a veggie and you're not really pierced many places.
So. Well, neither are you.
Oh, I used to be pierced. I used to be one of the great pierced men.
Wait, let me guess.
Pick you my spots. Pick my spots.
You would have been an eyebrow piercing guy and a nipple.
Excuse me. No, neither of those.
Where else can you go?
I had my ears stretched to about 9.
Oh, you would.
Yeah, big old cat's bums. I had me lip pierced, left side there.
No, you didn't. With the little spiky one?
Yeah, little spike.
Oh, Lakey, I'm disappointed.
Sometimes when I was classy, I'd go, I'd stud it. Come on.
There's nothing classy about that piercing, Dale.
I was too scared to get my nose done, but I did have one of those fake nose rings for a while, the ones you just clip on.
A clip on. A fake piercer. Yes. All for the image.
Oh, to be 22 again. But the best one, the big daddy-o that I got, that I was really proud and gave a red hot crack for a couple of years, tongue piercing.
No, you didn't. Mm. Do you still have the hole?
Oh, no, it closes up in like 8 hours. That's the thing with the tongue. The second you take it out, you got to put it back in, otherwise it closes.
Because, you know, when I was about 14, I went behind my mum and dad's back and I got my belly button pierced.
Oh, yeah, naughty.
That hole's still there.
Yeah, the belly button is one of the slowest holes to go. You can pretty much leave that out for years.
It'll never close up. Like, I'm nearly 27 and it's still there.
Get a bit of jewelry. Slam something back in.
No chance of putting another hole ring back in.
Put it on the whiteboard for Wednesday. Re-pierce Shuey Louie's belly button.
Absolutely no chance.
One of the great tongue piercings for me, I was in London and I went to the Camden Markets, got it done, and I thought it would be very cool to not just get a metal stud, but I thought I'd get – it was like an antibiotic. It was like a pill. It looked like you had an antibiotic on your tongue, like one of those just capsule pills. So I thought that was just the best.
No, that's not cool.
You're not supposed to drink for a couple of weeks because it might get infected, you see. But hashtag back in the day, I used to give it a red hot crack. And I like to run the gauntlet, as most pierced punks did back in those days. And I drank. I had a couple of vinos that night. I was hardcore.
Let me guess. It got infected.
Didn't get infected.
Oh.
Surprisingly, because the only reason I got my tongue pierced was because the ladies love it. The ladies love it.
No, they don't.
The ladies love it.
Couldn't think of anything worse than kissing someone with a pierced tongue.
Oh, well, you're thinking about it all the wrong way, aren't you?
Oh.
The ladies love it. The ladies love it.
Really? How does that help?
Because you can't miss. You can't miss.
You can't?
With a big old metal ball on the tongue, can't miss. No!
No! Okay, anyway, carry on.
I guess it's just one of those times to reflect with the Thais enjoying their vegetarian piercing festival, me reminiscing, firing up the old Volkswagen, going down memory lane with my tongue piercing. It's probably just time for a bit of piercing chat on 133353.
Talking quirky piercings.
133353, where have you got pierced?
And looking at some of the photos online from this festival, God, they're having a whale of a time. There's a bloke with about 28 metal rods going through numerous sides of his cheeks at one time. This is a man who has experienced full vegetarian pierced enlightenment in Thailand. Love his work. Love to see it.
Do you think when they take those metal rods out, they just have massive holes in their faces?
Yeah. And if they fill their mouth with water and put enough pressure, it just comes out like 28 different ways. It's like a water fountain head.
No, that's not nice for anyone.
The chicks are getting involved as well. The Thai ladies are loving it. Not 28. They're just doing one or two. But there's a guy's getting his tongue sliced right down the middle as well. Technically not a piercing, but always good fun. Bit of scarification action. Very brave. Very brave. I was talking about my piercings before. A myriad of piercings with holes to remember by. I've still got this one here. I reckon we could break the seal. Easily get in there.
No, let's not be getting that one again.
I've actually, I forgot. I've got this earring in at the moment, my juicy dangler.
Yeah, I remember when you came to work the first day with that and I said, what the hell is that? You're like, it's my new vibe. Yeah, it's a new thing.
My juicy dangler. It's an elephant. I bought it in Sri Lanka. Whatever. Paul, in Newcastle on 133353. Piercing stories, piercing tales, piercing fails.
Mate, yeah, I got my tongue pierced for going back 15 years ago. No, not quite that long, but it was to piss my ex-wife off. She hated him.
Ah, yeah. But, it's common for a man to act out every now and then. Often when a lady says she doesn't like the piercing, that will just encourage the man even more, and he will go further.
Absolutely. But, mate, the girlfriend loves it, and you were talking about your little penicillin top on it. Mate, you know you can get vibrating tongue bars now too, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I saw them in the shop as well. It was a bridge too far for me at the time. But
I don't want to know what that's used for.
And they're like little rubbery sort of ones, and they've got like little furry bits at the end.
No, it's metal. Oh. Metal, mate. It's twice the size of a Tic Tac. Oh. The trouble is the bar's really long, and it's got a little, the battery that screws on the bottom would probably be about the side, just a little bit smaller than what a 1 cent piece used to be, but about 3 mil thick.
Well, piercing technology has come oh so far. Slightly risky because they're often telling you as a young child, don't swallow batteries. So it seems very counterintuitive to put a small battery in the tongue piercing.
And just leave it there for the whole day.
You run the gauntlet. It's very hardcore. It's very hardcore.
Just got to make sure you screw it on tight enough.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing better. Back in the day as well, I had me tongue pierced with one of the metal studs, and the girl I was seeing at the time had her pissed. And rumour has it that if you make bang on perfect 100% connection, you both get a mini electrocution.
Well, I might have to talk to the other half about getting hers done.
Yeah. Make sparks fly.
Confused as how you get that pierced.
Oh, God, I don't know. Let's bring up the big screen. And
no, let's not get
the anatomy out. I reckon I could pinpoint where you've got to go.
It's not.
Grant on 133353. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good. You've seen a man with a Prince Albert.
Yes. I was at a BNS ball when I was younger, and this man claimed that he had piercings around the top of his gland on his penis. Mm. And we all started laughing and didn't believe him, and he got it out and showed us. And he said that when he's erect, it all flares up and looks like a full-neck lizard.
Great. So
that's horrendous.
Two great points here. One, that Grant used the correct terminology, the gland. Bonus points for that. And frill neck lizard. Amazing. Did you manage to see the frill neck at full force? Because it was a BNS ball.
No,
everything goes.
We didn't see it at full force.
Oh, no.
But we could imagine what it looked like. Oh. It gave us a good laugh.
Well, we can all imagine. We can all imagine a man in full force, Prince Albert, full frill neck.
Not everyone wants to imagine it.
Good fun for a Tuesday. If you're having good fun making an image of a Prince Albert full frill neck like a Geico gecko in your mind, well, cut it out because there's serious news in Bondi. Bondi driver slammed in furious note for parking on private land.
Unbelievable.
God, some people. Summer has arrived in Bondi and parking is a prized commodity. So when someone took a private space, a frustrated resident left them a scorning note. Well, it's a shit fight in many beaches around Australia. It's prime real estate. You hoik the parking prices up through the roof. Got to take out a small loan just for a day at the beach with the family. Sometimes you're looking for a bargain. Sometimes you're looking for a spare driveway. The people who live in those driveways, they're not going to take that. They're not going to take that loan down.
I actually think it's fair leaving the aggressive note.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
It's so frustrating over someone when someone's parking in your spot.
Especially if someone sandwiches you in as well. You can't get back into your own house.
It's just rude.
The Bondi Beach local has had enough of visitors taking advantage of their prime space. The resident left an angry note on a car that's been repeatedly parking in their spot. Oh, no, repeat offender. Oh, no one told me about that. Jeez, don't know if we would have covered such a shocking story. Hey, dickhead. This is the note. Hey, dickhead. What don't you understand? This is private parking. You have ignored three requests to move on. Piss off. The note taped to the window read. It's been posted on Facebook and has gone viral online. And I mean, it's just so typical of Channel 10, isn't it, to come in and swoop on one man's problem. Of course, first they had Bondi Rescue, then they had Bondi Vet. Now they've managed to cash in on Bondi Parking Inspector.
Tonight on Bondi Parking Inspector, a local Karen is making the inspector's job particularly difficult.
Madam, I'm afraid I have to write you a ticket. I'm doing my job.
I'm recording you. This is outrageous. It's actually against the law to chalk a vehicle's tyres. I'm filming all of this. Don't touch my Volkswagen.
Madam, I'm doing my job.
Daylight saving seems to have everyone confused.
Sir, your ticket's only valid till 11:53. It is now 12:53.
Yeah, but I bought it last night at 10:53 before the clock's changed.
Wouldn't that mean it's actually 2 hours expired then?
No, because the clocks move forward, which means the machines need to be set back. This happens every bloody year, mate.
Oh, God.
And a genius move by one beachgoer has the parking inspector stumped.
What he's done is remove his windscreen wipers from the vehicle, meaning I have nowhere to secure this ticket to the vehicle. It's unprecedented. I don't know what to do. I'm going to call my supervisor.
Take me back to the sweet times.
What a humorous radio sketch written by me and voiced by me and voiceover Digby. Well done, both of us. Big news of the day. Apparently, Passiona is pronounced a different way. And look, it's not something that I woke up to on Tuesday the 20th of October thinking to see in my news feed. Apparently, I've been saying Passiona wrong the whole time. I assume there's Passiona over in New Zealand, Chewy Louie.
I didn't even know that there was anything else you'd call it. Passiona is the only way.
One of the great passion fruit scented fizzy soft drinks. Now, apparently, it's Passiona. No, she. Nah. Just Passiona.
No, that's passion. Not right.
No, ask the List King. The List King has done this, and we've talked about the List King in the past. He divides Australia with his lists on social media. Numerous foods, snacks, drinks, etc. And we've got the List King on the show tonight. And I mean, List King, a big fan of your work up until now. This may be a step too far from you, List King.
Oh no, what have I done? Come I can't on, lose esteem in your eyes. What's going on?
Come on, List King. What's going on here? Passiona, not Passiona, is what you say.
Well, listen, I'll admit it actually sounds better to pronounce it Passiona, right? It's fun. When you say it, it's fun, but I was doing some research. I found an ad from like 1927 where the company spelt out exactly how you pronounce it, and it's Passiona.
Right. Different times back then. I think they also glamorized slavery and burnt witches in the 20s.
I'm pretty sure there's also an advertisement for asbestos lollipops too. So yeah, you are right.
You put it out on social media. It has divided the nation. People not willing to part ways with Passiona. And you've also gone to the big dogs up at the top. You said, hey, Schweppes HQ. I mean, at this stage though, we're going to stick with Passiona. And I mean, there's every chance that the List King has just mispronounced his soft drinks. And it got us thinking for a little game.
It's time for everyone's favourite game.
It's the List King mispronunciation soft drink game. Yay!
So this is where the List King will enter the shop. He will purchase a soft drink and then he will go to the shopkeeper. But unfortunately, he's just slightly mispronounced the name. And on 13353, if you want to play, if you can guess the soft drink that the List King is mispronouncing, then a sneaky prize for you. List King, would you do the honours and maybe you can play the first one for us?
Mate, I would love to. Bring it on.
Okay, here we go. Entering the shop.
Hi there. I'm the List King.
Hi, List King.
I'll have one bottle of Le Secola, please.
Oh, Le Secola. The list King's got that one tragically wrong, unfortunately, but is the shopkeeper smart enough to figure out what it is? Le Secola. Any ideas, List King?
La Secola.
L-A-I-C-E-C-O-L-A, I think is how it's spelt. La Secola.
La Secola.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, no. The List King's crumbled.
I'll have one bottle of La Secola, please.
Any ideas, Shuey Louie?
All I can think of is limoncello or lemonade.
No, guys, it's just a mispronunciation. It's not a misspelling or anything like that. L-A-I-C-E-C-O-L-A. A bottle of Le Secola from the List King.
This isn't LA Ice, is it?
It's LA Ice Cola.
Oh, and you, by the way, the king of all colas. That's maybe for another day.
Oh, List King, easy there. We can only take one headline a day. Reel it in. Hey, there's plenty more mispronunciations where that came from. Here, the List King, go through some of the great soft drinks with a mispronunciation. You want to play 133353? Stephen Engadine, hello.
G'day, mate.
Were you all over the La Secola, LA Ice Cola before?
I was.
Yeah.
LA Ice Cola.
Yeah, absolutely. LA Ice Cola. So this is a new one, all right? This isn't any LA Ice Cola anymore, but figure it out. It's just a pronunciation mistake. The spelling is basically the same. If you can figure it out.
Took me a while.
Yeah. Well, this one, it's a different one. Like I said, no more LA Ice Cola stuff. So this is a new one. Tell me, what is the soft drink that the List King is mispronouncing?
Hi there. I'm the List King.
Hi, List King.
I'll just grab this can of Dietzolo.
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 Oh! Out of nowhere!
Holy shit, that's good.
Nice, Stevie.
Did not even see that at all.
Yeah, Steve's got it. Steve's picked it up well. He's a fast learner. Good on you, Steve. Prize coming your way. Dietzolo. It's not Dietzolo, guys. It's Dietzolo. Rebecca on 133353. Hello.
Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Oh, hello, yes I can,
hello.
Coming through loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes I can, very much.
Okay, I've got you now as well. You got me?
Okay, great. Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. The List King is about to mispronounce another classic soft drink. So,
fingers crossed.
Well, fingers crossed indeed. Have you had a little crack at the first couple? How'd you go with the Dietzolo just before?
Straight away, I got it.
Wow.
So,
she's talking a big game.
Charm, I hope.
Here we go, Rebecca.
Hi there, I'm the List King.
Hi, List King.
Can I please have this 1.25 litre bottle of Kirk Screaming's ODA?
Kirk's Screaming Soda.
Oh!
How the hell does everyone get these?
You either have got it or you don't when it comes to soft drink mispronunciation games. Shuey Louis struggling.
You must have to be Aussie, I think. Sorry, Dale.
Oh, shot fired!
Rebecca, the sass!
Yeah.
I'm joking, sweetie.
I'm serious. I'll echo her sentiments.
Noted from the both of you.
We'll have to do a Kiwi soft drink game next week. The ill and pee, the lemon pie rower. The lemon pie rower soft drink game.
I'll be getting that one.
Which shitty New Zealand tasting drink is in the chili
don't.
Bin?
Don't.
New
L&P
game.
L&P is divine.
On the whiteboard.
L&P is wonderful.
Nah, it is good gear, actually. And well done, Rebecca. You score yourself a prize. All right, one more time for Aaron. 1-1-3-5-3. Hello.
Hello, Danny, you legend. How are you?
Good, thanks, you legend. How have you been going with the other one so far? Got the gist?
I've been all over those three. I'm praying for this one, mate.
Well, this is the toughest one, but we do have the toughest caller to go with it. Here we go.
Hi there, I'm the List King.
Hi, List King.
Just one glass of Le Monley Meebitters, please.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Say that one again, sorry.
All right, List King.
Hi there, I'm the List King.
Hi, List King.
Just one glass of Le Monley Meebitters, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's lemonade.
Oh, no. Le Monley Meebitters. Le Monley Meebitters.
I know it.
Lemon, lime and bitters.
Unbelievable.
Bang.
Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. Smoothless transition into next segment. Bang. I thought I was a foot guy. I thought the foot fetish was my thing. And I wore it loud and proud. I was keen to be a trailblazer. I was keen to break down the stigma. Rumor has it that it's the world's most popular fetish. It's a divisive fetish. There's no doubt about that. But apparently, there's a lot more people who like the foot than let on. I thought I was the end of the line when it came to foot stuff. I thought I was pretty up there. The more I read, the more I learn, I realize maybe I'm not up in the top echelon of foot guys. And that's fine. I'm happy to simmer around the midway point if it
proves to be the case. Yeah, because I think most people with a foot fetish kind of like any foot, and you think that my feet are heinous.
Oh, I'm very particular with my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because I've got a foot fetish doesn't mean that I will just suck on any toes I see. No, I'm very particular still. They need to be a great foot.
Yeah, because
I'll show great pleasure.
Tell me that my toes look like light bulbs.
I prefer the term like ET's feet after a bubble bath. But yeah, I get what you mean. They're not the finest feet in the shed for me personally. And let's face it, I'm sure you're much happier that I'm not interested in your feet.
It is great that you don't admire my feet.
Look, I've been reading an article online where reality stars reveal the not safe for work requests they get from fans. And a couple of degraders, reality stars Natasha Spencer from Married at First Sight and Emma Roach from The Bachelor, whoever these two are, have revealed that they often get asked for photos of their feet. In fact, Natasha gets asked all the time. She's saying 10 messages a day, guys sliding into her DMs, asking how much for foot pics. Send me some foot pics. I'm happy to pay through the nose. One guy even asked if she would come around and stand on his balls with a pair of high heels. So,
ow.
To me, this guy is end of the spectrum in terms of foot star. He goes hard on the feet. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm going to put him at a 10 for a foot thing. I think he is the benchmark.
100%. You wouldn't be doing that, and you love feet.
Yep. No, you wouldn't catch me plonking me testes out for a good old stiletto stomp. That's where I draw the line.
So that hurts.
I'm going to put random stiletto balls man at the 10. I think I'm around a 6. And you know what? I need to get more data on this, and I'm going to call it foot audit. Foot audit. Danny Lakey Show foot audit. 133353. We need answers.
It's the most popular fetish in the world. But it divides a nation.
You love feet.
Do you hate feet?
Do you love feet? Do you hate feet? Do you
Danny Lakey's foot audit.
133353. Foot audit. How do you feel about the feet? Where do you rank on the foot fetish scale from a 1 all the way through to the 10, the stiletto stomper? Now, you don't have to be a crazy foot man. You can despise the feet. I need those for the audit as well. Every single person, that's what makes the audit an audit. Damien on 133353. Hello.
Danny, how are you, legend?
Good. Now, your girlfriend hates the foot fetish.
She does. But the reason I love feet is because the smell of them. I like if they're bad or good. I like them both, Danny.
Great. This is what we need. More honesty in the foot fetish spectrum. Now, interesting that this girlfriend of yours is not supportive of your fetish. I mean, you'd think a girl would go nuts for a man who loves the smell of her stinky feet, but unfortunately not. Is that what you're saying?
No, it doesn't like it at all. If they go near her, she kind of runs away.
Oh, no. This isn't what you want. So I'm going to put Damien.
What should I do, Danny?
Well, I mean, last time I checked,
you're the man to ask.
Last time I checked, it was illegal to tie your girlfriend up and sniff her feet against her will. So I can't recommend that.
Let's
legally.
Not be encouraging that, no. Please, Lakey.
Like I said, you can't do that. Unfortunately, I'm only here to collect audit data. No advice at this stage. Damien is at an 8 on the foot audit spectrum, I would say. I'm going to put his girlfriend down at the 1 in brackets, runs away. That's the great thing about a spectrum. Everyone's on it. Getting a call through on 133353. Amro, hello.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, like I said, you don't have to be a foot fetish freak. You can be repulsed by the foot. You can be turned on by the foot. Where would you say you're on the spectrum, roughly? Because I've got
definitely
the data.
Definitely turned on, like yourself.
Nice.
And I'm a 6 out of 10 as well.
He's going to claim himself as a 6. So now, I guess, you've got two men fighting on the same rung of the foot fetish ladder.
Yeah. And who's going to be more?
Well, that's the thing. We're going to have to compare notes here. So how much foot play are you incorporating into casual relationships?
I like to look at them. I like to touch them. I'll massage them. Mm. I might suck on the toes if they're clean and tidy and neat, yep, like yourself, mm-hmm, but I will not get my balls sometimes in shoes or any kind of feet.
Bang on the spectrum. Amro knows where his fetish lies. He's not a stiletto stomper. He's not a foot sniffer like Damien. Very similar to me as well, where I will touch, I will look, I will admire, I will caress. Very rarely will I suck. Sometimes I'll wait for the lady. One of the great foot sucking relationships that I had was when the girl actually said she liked getting her toes sucked before I even had to bring up the foot fetish thing. So I'd pretend it was like a chore that I had to do for her. I'd be like, oh, right, then go on, then give them here.
What, and do you then just suck them bare, or is there like whipped cream on them or something?
Oh, I'd suck the varnish off those bad boys. Oh, all my secrets, all my dirty secrets and laundry hung out to dry. Oh, it's okay. It'll dry off. There'll be more secrets tomorrow. Or just listen to another podcast. Thanks for listening. Hoi! Danny Lakey.
Triple M.